Good morning, Prayer Warriors. Mark here. And hey, I just want to say welcome to this morning's, just time to get together for just a couple of minutes and talk about you all as being Prayer Warriors. But first of all, let's just go to God in a quick prayer and just ask Him for wisdom and guidance. And dear Lord, just thank you for this day, this morning, just as we celebrate many things and we mourn for others. Just guide us and direct us in the next few minutes. Thank you, O Lord, for all of your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, anyway, hey, this week, I've got a big word for you. It's kind of like the old Sesame Street thing. It's called intercessory. I don't even know how to spell it, let alone say it. But all it is intercessory prayer is a key piece of our prayer lives as prayer warriors. And I just want to share just a couple of things with you. And the first is, what is this kind of prayer that we're talking about? And really, it's just about you. It's about me. It's about us praying for somebody else. And praying for somebody else in their time of need. And it's, interspersing yourself between somebody's punishment and mercy. We've all had friends, that may have had to go to court. They may have had to go to jail. And you read about it. You read about kids. How about our kids get in trouble? It's with others. We are interspersing ourselves between that punishment and that mercy. How about in sickness and health? That's the easy one that we generally fall back upon because it's easy to see and feel, and we understand that. And we pray for others when they're in the hospital, when they're sick, and we want them to come back to health. So we intersperse ourselves. We intercede between that illness and that good health again. So we intercede. And so that's the type of prayer that we want to talk about today. How about between death and life? They're on their deathbed, and we want them to just be healthy again. Or how about if we know that they're not going to make it and they're not a Christian? We want to pray for their salvation between death and another life, a better life. And so we intercede. We intercede with that prayer. And I just want you to, today's verse really just comes out of Luke 23:34. Probably one of the most powerful, truly one of the most powerful prayers in the entire Bible. And it will set the scene just a little bit. Here is Jesus. He has been beaten. He has been scourged. He has been yelled at. He's been sentenced to die. He has been made to carry his own cross to Calvary. And now he's on the cross. His hands are nailed to that cross. He's got spikes in him. He has been starved. He has been beaten. He is at the end of his life. And what does he pray? He prays, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." He's interceding on our behalf between that punishment and mercy. We all think that he's really praying for just those down around him, the Roman soldiers and the Roman government and the Pharisees. Oh, it's a much bigger prayer than that. And he's calling out to his Father, our God, forgive them. So he dies and he is interceded for us between punishment and death and the mercy that he gives us. And so it's just a key thing. And so it's a simple thing that we do pray for others. We intercede on their behalf. And just a couple of things, has God ever put that on your heart? Have you ever woken up in the middle of the night, something's wrong? Something's wrong with a child. Something's wrong with a friend. People you don't even know. In case of a friend, one of the great movies that I had an opportunity to see a number of years ago called The War Room. And here's a woman struggling in her marriage. Her emotionally abusive husband. And then Miss Claire. here's Miss Claire over here, and they confide in each other, and Miss Claire says, empty out a closet. Go in and pray. And it's not that we should pray out in public or on the street corners of the Pharisees did and say, oh, I'm praying for you. No, we've got that quiet place that the Bible says, pray in secret. God hears our prayers. And if we don't ask, he's not going to hear them, does he? You know, it's kind of like a kid. If a kid doesn't ask, we say, well, all you have to do is ask. That's what God's asking us to do. All we have to do is ask. We're going to intercede with our prayers for our husband, our family, our kids, somebody on our heart, somebody we might not even know. People are out there in the world that you read about. Just a couple of weeks ago, I received just an amazing gift for my wife, and it's a book, Portraits of Courage. And really, it's a former president. You know, after he retired, he got into dabbling in paints, and he painted warriors. He painted men and women who have served in the military, men and women who suffer from PTSD, men and women who've been injured, scarred for life, their heart scarred, their face disfigured, they've lost limbs. And he's just painted these amazing pictures of them. And at the same time, he puts a little biography next to those pictures. And he tells about them, and he tells about their families. And you know, God just put it on my heart that day. Just as I'm reading about these stories, about these men and women, I don't know any of them. But he says, Mark, pray for them. And you just spend time in prayer, and God has just put that on your heart. And I know he has put that on your heart to pray for strangers. However, first we have to open up our own hearts, and we'll open up our own hearts in prayer just so that we understand what God wants of us, what the Holy Spirit is guiding us toward, because we need to be doing that for others. So do you know somebody out there that needs prayer, that intercessory prayer, that you need to intercede between that punishment and that mercy, between death and life? Do you have a prayer room? Do you have that war room? Do you have that time that you're going to set aside? Because today I think we need to pray for somebody, whether you know them or not. And I just want to say thank you, prayer warriors, this week. Study that verse, because Jesus prayed for us as he was dying on that cross. And he said once again, there in the book of Luke, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. I just want to thank you all, prayer warriors. We'll catch you next week.